Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
And as it happens, it's time for the thread question. Hey, Trace, good to have you in the studio.
Hello.
What is the thread question of the day?
In time for the holidays, we're talking about families. and who are the best and worst literary families, and which ones would you like to belong to?
Yeah. Which ones would you want to belong to?
Or not.
That you don't
want to
wait. Yeah. Long Day's Journey Into Night came immediately to mind. Yeah. With a family I want nothing to do with ever. Eugene O'Neill.
I mean, I would say there's definitely more families you would not like to belong to in literature. There
yeah,
aren't
exactly.
a lot of happy families in literature.
Why is that? Just simply more interesting to write about families that don't get
yeah.
along and have dysfunction,
yeah.
right?
Isn't that, better
mean,
dialogue
Anna,
that way.
Yeah.
Anna Karenina said it right off the bat, right?
Yeah, that's right.
There are way more ways to be unhappy than to be happy.
Exactly.
But if I got to pick a family, I was thinking I would be in the Glass family from Franny and Zoe. They're not always happy.
Yeah.
A lot of things go wrong there, but they're a fun, clever
bunch. What appeals
bunch.
To you about them?
I think they're just witty and artsy, and they definitely have their neuroses, which you'd have to deal with at the dinner table.
But, yeah.
But I always loved them growing up.
That's Steph, a good one. How about you?
I'm going to say something equally as predictable. The Marches.
Oh,
Little Women.
Yeah, Little Women.
Who wouldn't want women? But how about the Quimby family, though? Ramona's parents and sisters.
Oh, yeah.
The Quimbys?
That
yes. seems like a pretty happy family.
I want to come back to the March family for
yeah.
a minute. I mean, it isn't like all's perfect in their world.
No.
There's loss.
But there's loss, but they live deeply felt lives, and each one of them was a complete individual. And Marmy is just a wonderful parent. And the children all felt loved, and as there was a purpose to their life. It was a family. It was a home with great meaning to it.
So one of the interesting things about families that I think are appealing in literature is that they aren't what we would think of as perfect families, right? They're not necessarily two parents and 2.5 kids, and yet they tend to be interesting, close families, even if they're missing something.
It's true. Perfect families are boring, right?
They
we
are.
Don't want to read the grown-up version of the Berenstain Bears.
I know.
You know?
That's right.
You want something untraditional and flawed. That's mm-hmm. what makes it interesting.
What about Cinderella's family?
Oh, right?
Talk about
that's a vote for not wanting to be in that family.
But so much more interesting than if all the sisters got along.
That's true.
Think about
That's
it.
That's true.
Right?
I'm one of my favorite dysfunctional families is the Lisbon family from The Virgin Suicides, Jeffrey Eugenides' first novel. That is, and one of the most amazing things about it is that you never quite get inside the family. It's always from outside, that looking from the outside and not getting on the inside completely.
Yeah.
And just a great look at a family that is obviously not working.
One of my favorite dysfunctional families is the Family Fang from the book, The Family Fang. It is this trip of a book where the children have been raised by performance artists to the point that they never know if what's happening is a real moment or something that their parents have set up as performance art.
Yeah.
And they've basically been props their entire childhoods, and they can't tell the difference between art and real life. If you want to look at the damage some untraditional parenting could do, that's a great novel.
You know, I was thinking while you were talking about this that there's a lot of memoirs that have come out over the last, I don't know, 6 or 7 years about dysfunctional families. And I have to say, even for, you know, entering into the middle of that dysfunction when you're reading a memoir, you know, something like The Glass Castle, those siblings were so close and so mutually supportive. And the siblings turned into very interesting artistic people, some of them. I mean, I drew from that not, but that's a family I'd never want to be part of. But it was interesting because there was upside to the experience that they had for as dysfunctional as it was. Have you read that?
I have.
Yeah.
No, I agree. They turn out in the end.
That's right.
Right. Which you can't say against for every
all odds.
Memoir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they have the kind of closeness that I think if all had been normal, they never would have experienced.
And there's so many times when you go to a book to find empathy or an insight into another person's head, but it's also good to go to a book to find out how other families work. Because you know from some of your friends, but let's face it, probably a lot of your friends are a lot like your family, a lot. You've got a lot in common, and it's good to get into another geographical area, another, see it from a different point of view, see a family made up in a different way. I have a funny book to recommend.
Yeah, good.
So
about families?
About families.
Okay.
Meg Wolitzer, she wrote The Interestings. And before then, in the mid-aughts, she wrote a book called The Position. I had to look it up because it's about the adult children of a couple who'd written a book called Pleasuring, One Couple's Journey to Fulfillment. And so it's after effects of growing up with their parents having written a sex guide in the 70s. It is incredibly funny.
Okay, so do we want to hear about the family you want to be part of or the family you don't want to be a part of in literature? Can be nonfiction and fiction,
let's
too.
Let's hear both, and there's a quiz up on the thread
for
which family you belong to.
All right, check that out, and you can tweet me at @CarrieMPR.